USA Radio News.
A private ceremony is being held in Arizona today for Senator John McCain. Now, after that, the senator will line the Arizona State Capitol, where people will be able to come through and pay their respects. Earlier today on Fox News, Senator John Barrasso remembered Senator McCain.
He was a wonderful friend, an incredible colleague, a man of truly such courage, such credibility, such character. I've traveled around the world with him. People looked up to him, listened to him, respected him, whether it was the troops, whether it was foreign leaders.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Finally, we are live. We are here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. That's our phone number. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on right on Route 31, 1802 Route 31, in fact. So this is an amazing show today. Sorry we got on air a little bit late. We had some technical difficulties again. And I'm still having a couple of technical difficulties, but I think I should be able to see some of your comments. So as we go through the program, if you have comments, if you have questions, you should be able to ask them, and I think I will see them on my phone. If not, you're going to read them to me, aren't you?
It's not
going to happen. Listen, this is a great show. I will tell you a couple of quick public service announcements real fast. We are hosting a trial class that's coming up very quickly on Sunday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. This trial class, if you are a member, you can, of course, get in an extra class on that Sunday. But we want to pack the house with your family and friends, people that you know will be benefiting from this amazing program that we're offering. So mark your calendars right now, Sunday, September 16th, 7:30 a.m., at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza at the Max Challenge of Clinton. I am really, the more we talked about it, I'm just going to say I'm blessed and I'm honored to have a really special guest today who is not only a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, but is also the playhouse manager of Gigi's Playhouse in Hillsboro, New Jersey. And you're probably saying, okay, what is Gigi's Playhouse? Well, I'm going to let the amazing Elizabeth Kepnes, who's joining me today, tell you all about that. Liz, thank you so much for coming out today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, totally. My pleasure. My pleasure. So Gigi's Playhouse, let's just jump right into it here. Tell us about Gigi's. What exactly is Gigi's Playhouse?
Gigi's Playhouse is a Down Syndrome Achievement Center. We offer free therapeutic and educational programs for individuals with Down syndrome to help them achieve what we call their best of all.
Okay.
Everything is based either what we do is we strive to achieve what we call the four universal challenges of Down syndrome.
Okay.
Which is physical, educational, careers, and overall acceptance. All of our programs are based in that.
I see.
Like I said, everything we do is 100% free for our families, so they can't say it, so we've taken out that challenge of cost.
Perfect. Yeah.
And we are 98% volunteer run.
Wow, 98% volunteers.
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that some more in a little
yes,
while.
Yes, we will.
Absolutely. So the background on this, how did Gigi's begin?
Gigi's began with a mom on a mission. Our founder, Nancy Gianni, her daughter Gigi, mm-hmm. was born with Down syndrome, and she just, you know, was sick of the negativity and hearing Gigi won't, Gigi won't, Gigi won't. What she wanted to hear was, my daughter is going to do everything that her older brother and sister can do. It sure. might take her a little bit longer, but she's going to do everything they can do. Mm-hmm. About when Gigi was about a year old, she founded the first playhouse in a suburb of Chicago, Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And at that grand opening of the first playhouse, there were over 1,200 people who showed up.
1,200?
1,200.
Wow.
And it showed her then that there was a need for it. The first playhouse was a social center. It was just a place for families to come together, share resources, celebrate the people and their families who mm-hmm. have Down syndrome. Over the years, we have evolved into what we are now, being the Achievement Center. But we did start out with just a place for families to come together.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The first one was in Illinois.
Yes.
And I know we talked about this a little bit too. So tell us again, how many years was it until we got to the one in New Jersey? And then how many years after that for the rest of them? Because this is an impressive number, ladies and gentlemen.
Gigi's Playhouse Hillsboro was the 18th playhouse in the network to open. Uh-huh. We opened January 11th of 2015. About 2 weeks ago, Gigi's Playhouse Tampa opened, and they're number 38.
38.
So in the 3.5 years since we've opened, they've more than doubled in numbers in the 12 since it, we opened.
So it was 12 years for the first 18,
mm-hmm.
and then 3 years for the next 20.
Yes.
Is how that works. So that's a huge exponential growth. I wish the Max Challenge, we had some growth. Like, you know, that's an amazing growth. Well, we've grown a lot in the last 5 years. I know that. I don't want Brian listening to this and going, hey, wait a second here. What's going on? But that's huge, especially for a nonprofit, for you know, something that an organization that offers such a specific you know, service. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is the mission of Gigi's? I mean, specifically, I know this is all community based for people with that have Down syndrome.
Well, no, not necessarily just for Down syndrome.
Not okay.
We are geared towards the learning styles of individuals with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. but anybody who has any type of special need is welcome to come.
I see. Okay.
So right. we're not going to say, oh, you have the wrong thing, you can't come. Anybody is welcome to come and try our programs if you find them beneficial and you want to keep coming. Come.
I love it.
So we're never going to say to somebody, no, you cannot come to the programs.
Okay.
But the mission of Gigi's Playhouse is to change the way the world views Down syndrome.
Which is so important. So important.
And it's just through campaigns and by empowering our participants, their families, their schools, their communities, and yeah. just to learn to see the person and not the diagnosis.
Yeah. And it's interesting. One of the things that Liz said to me while we met for coffee before was that people who have Down syndrome, you use the expression, they wear their diagnosis on their face. Mm-hmm. Because people walk into a room, you can pretty much tell that
yes.
somebody has this Down syndrome, unlike other things. So it's a unique challenge that they suffer from. Not suffer from, even, too, because they're wonderful people, and that's the thing that people don't understand.
And that's actually one of the things we strive to say, is that it is not something that they suffer from. It's not an affliction. It's
right.
not a disease. It's something they're born with.
Yeah.
It is a disability, yes, but it is part of who they are. It makes up part of who they are, but it does not define who they are, which is why we actually will say, we use what's called people first language. It's a yeah. person with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It's so like, for example, we would say, oh, this is Mark. He has Down syndrome, not
right.
Down syndrome Mark.
Right.
We
right.
want people to see the person.
100%.
Always. Yes.
I completely understand that. We have just about 60 seconds.
Okay.
Real quick, what's the story that Nancy told? I know it's on the website about when Gigi was born, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and how people react when they're giving a diagnosis to parents. It's different.
It's hugs of sympathy.
Hugs of sympathy was what it was.
Of congratulations. And that's one thing you will always get at Gigi's Playhouse. You're always going to get congratulations. You're having a baby, or congratulations, you had a baby.
Right.
We celebrate the life.
Yeah.
And it's you're never going to get sympathy, or you're never going to get, we're never going to mourn a diagnosis.
Right. Right.
Because no matter what, it's a life worth celebrating at Gigi's.
Amen to that. Amen to that. All right. We're going to take a hard break. Mm-hmm. Don't move, Liz. We'll be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't move. We'll be right back. This is going to be a special show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Trial class coming up September 16th, Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. Hey, our fall challenge is just about to begin in a couple of weeks. Our next 10-week challenge begins September 24th. You are not going to want to miss out. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people who said, you know, I really should have enrolled back in July and started back in July. Because you know what? The next 10 weeks, it's going to pass whether you're eating healthy and getting in better shape and crushing your goals or not. It's going to pass by. So anyway, I am here with the most amazing and outstanding Elizabeth Kepnes, who is the
exaggerates.
I do not. Liz takes my class from time to time, and we were talking about how we both speak fluent sarcasm. So we're chuckling over here. So I'm having technical difficulties with Facebook on my phone. So what I'm doing is I'm going to turn this way and I can see the screen back here. I'm going to give a shout out to Ron, Lauren, Holly. Hey, Fred, Elaine's watching there. Anna, thanks for joining us, Anna. And we're going to get back to this now. So we were talking about the mission here. How did you find your way to Gigi's?
The honest answer is I answered the ad for the job.
I love it.
But I have to tell you, when I for the job, And then I went in and interviewed. I walked out of that interview going, if I don't get this job, I'm going to be devastated.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I knew when I took the job, it was going to be impactful.
Sure.
But I never anticipated it was going to change my life the way it did. I really just have fully fallen in love with everybody that I work with. Mm. And it just, it has touched my heart in ways that I never thought I did. It took me 38 years to find a job that I truly, truly love, that I'm happy to wake up and go to work to. Sure. Every single day.
Yeah.
And it's the best job ever. It really is. It doesn't feel like work.
It's a great feeling.
It is.
It's a great feeling. We were sharing off air about that too.
Yeah.
It's in a lot of ways that, and the passion that Liz has in her voice and in her body language and in this energy reminds me of how, when I talk to people about Max Challenge, about the Max Challenge of Clinton, I get like that. I even have to tell people sometimes, please excuse me. Don't mistake my enthusiasm for pressure, because that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. So with Gigi's, you said it impacted your life. You fall in love with people who are there, people you work with. What other way? Give me one other way. One that just really stands out in your head on how it impacted you.
I think it's made me a kinder, gentler person. Oh. I'm known to be kind of a brasher, harder person. And I think, yes, oh. I know, right? I can be definitely, and I think working there, I have definitely, my edges have softened.
Okay.
And I think it's just because I'm around people who make me smile all the time. Mm. And I think it's because I'm finally happy and content in a job. I've just become a happier, more content person, and it's made me a kinder, gentler person.
That's incredible.
And I've embraced the ways that we have our tagline is inspire, educate, believe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just definitely inspired me to be a more believing person in the world.
Right.
So it really has just changed me.
So in a personal way, would you say it restored your faith in humanity in a sense?
Yes, because seeing the number of dedicated volunteers I have and how many people want to give and yeah. want to help.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working corporate jobs, you don't see that. You don't see the goodness in people all the time.
No, you don't.
And when I am the only employee there and I have all these people who say, how can I help you, Liz? What can I do to help make it better for you, to help yeah. make it better for the Playhouse? It is an amazing feeling when someone says, what can I do to help you, to help them?
Mm-hmm.
And it really has just changed me overall.
That's something I can relate to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I volunteer with Hunterdon Hospice. Mm-hmm. I always give a shout out to them, and Tabby's Place over in Ringo's.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting. The way I look at this is that when you step into an organization, into a role, whether it's a volunteer who's cleaning the toilets
mm-hmm.
or somebody who's managing an entire facility, there is this undercurrent. I imagine stepping into a river, and you know, you step into the river, and from the outside, you're thinking the current doesn't look that strong, but it is. And you actually get carried up, taken up in this current of compassion,
mm-hmm.
you know, and vigilance and dedication, and you're swept up in it.
I mean, I started doing volunteer work when I was 13 years old.
Nice.
So my mother always said to me, good people do good things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what led me to a life of working in a nonprofit.
I see.
And I'm very passionate about how I treat my volunteers too.
Excellent.
As a result of that, because I've been that volunteer who has left at the end of the day feeling like, well, I don't even know if they've appreciated anything I did.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I am very aware of how my volunteers are treated.
Okay.
And I tell my volunteers, I never want them doing something they're not happy doing.
Mm-hmm.
That their health, happiness, and safety is just as important to me mm-hmm. as that of the Playhouse participants.
Yeah.
And that find what they love and let's find a way to apply that to the Playhouse.
Nice.
Because there is a role for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find a way to make that work. Because if they're not happy doing the volunteer work, they're not going to keep coming back. And I want them to love the place as much as I do.
That's 100% correct.
So.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm sure you have 100 or more stories that you could share.
Oh, God, yeah.
About some of the participants and their families and such, too.
Mm-hmm.
One or two. What comes to mind, the first thing that comes to your mind, give me like a really good success story or an impactful story for one of the participants or their families. It's not listed on the questions I sent you. I know.
No, but this is a story we've told time and time again. Jason was always told that he could never learn how to read.
Okay.
He's about a year older than I am. He's 41.
Okay.
And he came in and he became part of our one-on-one literacy tutoring program, mm-hmm. worked with one of our tutors, worked very hard, and about a week before his 39th birthday, he read his first complete sentence on his own.
Wow, look at that.
He has been working hard with her diligently. When he goes on vacation, he asks for homework to take with him on vacation. Mm-hmm. He now has over 500 sight words.
That's amazing. That's
amazing. It was because he came in and he worked hard with our tutor, and she worked with him weekly. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see what he'd done, because he was always told, oh, you're trainable, you're not educable.
Mm-hmm.
But now Jason can read.
Wow. Yeah.
And it just makes us so happy. And I'm so proud to say that Jason worked hard at this. And it's great to see him do this.
It's something. It's, you know, the more we talk about this, and I've known you for just about 7 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we're in week seven. But it's interesting. I, as you're talking, I'm drawing some really interesting comparisons between what I do, what we do mm-hmm. At Team Clinton, and then what you're doing too. You know, those labels that people stick to other people, mm-hmm. you know, you're not educable. You're not going to be able to do this. And there's a label that's stuck to it, you know, and, you know, they walk into the facility, into your organization, and you show them that the label doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have people coming in all the time. They've been stuck with the label, you know, they're this, they're obese, they're
someone doesn't expect me to come in and want to work my butt off every morning
and
with you guys.
You work hard. You work hard. And you just got to watch where you're throwing your crossbody punches as I'm walking by. That's all I'll say about that. So, but, you know, how many families are actually involved in your GG Playhouse? Because I know there's a lot of them.
We have about 350 families in our location alone.
350?
Yes.
Wow.
Because while it says Hillsborough, we draw from all over the state and parts of Pennsylvania. We have families that drive over an hour to get to us.
Wow. Okay.
Which is why if you ever go to our website, which is ggsplayhouse.org/Hillsborough, and look at our calendar for all of our programs, you will see that we are open Wednesday through Sunday, that we intentionally set those hours because it's better for our families. It's easier for them to get there on weekends and participate in our programs. What's better for their schedule and their travel times.
Yeah. See, I would give a shout out to your mom and just say that piece of paper just came in handy because you went right into the website address. I love it. And that's an inside joke from there. So, you know, I know you said it's 98% volunteer, mm-hmm. But you do have some staff that work with you.
No, I'm the only employee.
You're the only employee.
I am the only employee.
Because I saw other... Oh, wow.
No, everybody on our website that you see on the board, the entire board is volunteer.
Volunteer.
My boss mm-hmm. is a volunteer.
Son of a gun. Look at that. So take a second here, a minute, and mm-hmm. who would you shout out to right now? Like that is huge support team for you. That you, if you had to give recognition on air.
Oh, and everyone's going to... It goes straight to Erin Morris. She is our president. She is the founder of our location. Uh-huh. We've also become incredibly good friends, and she is just a workhorse. I think when I'm there, I know I can count on Erin for support.
Mm-hmm.
I can always count on my VP. I can count on the entire board, really.
Yeah.
The whole board. My interns are awesome. I have two adults who also happen to have Down syndrome, Karen and Chris. Mm-hmm. They have been my interns for about 3 years now, mm-hmm. and they're there once a week doing whatever I need them to do, paperwork, filing, cleaning, whatever I need help with. They go out and they help me solicit for donations. They're advocates for the Playhouse, for themselves, for their friends.
Yeah.
I mean, my coordinators who run my literacy and math programs, I mean, I can't just name one person.
Sure. No, I know. Yeah. I threw you on a spot there. But
that's okay. But everyone knows if I don't name Erin, she'll yell at me. She's my boss.
Okay.
Love you, Erin.
And then we were talking, of course, about the namesakes here. Mm-hmm. Gigi. Who's an actual person, ladies and gentlemen, and her mom, Nancy.
Yes.
Who hopefully is listening at some point on this one. But so you've met Nancy and Gigi.
Several times. Oh,
right? Yeah. And, you know, she's the person that was responsible for this back in Illinois, outside of Chicago, Nancy.
Nancy is an amazing woman, and she is a force to be reckoned with. Like I said, she's a mom on a mission.
Yeah.
And she just wanted people to see that her daughter is a person just like mm-hmm. you and me.
Yeah.
And Gigi is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, Gigi...
How old is she now?
16.
Okay.
And she is just an amazing young woman, and she's another one I wouldn't stand in her way. She is smart. She is articulate. She could probably do this interview better than I could standing on her head.
Wow.
She and her mother are at every grand opening, and they do their interviews. They do everything, and they're fabulous together. I love when I see them. I see them at least once a year when I go out to the national office.
Nice.
And it's always a great experience to see them and hear what I'm going to learn whenever I see them.
Yeah. Nancy embodies, apparently, necessity is the mother of invention. There's this need, and then you go and you invent something, and you create it, and you fulfill it, and that's how it is. So,
yes. I mean, if you ever get a chance to read Nancy's book, it's called Generation G.
Okay.
She talks about what led her to start Gigi's Playhouse.
There you go.
And it really just came down to she wanted a place to celebrate her daughter and other individuals with Down syndrome, and just a place that's always going to say, you guys are awesome and you can do it and you're going to be amazing and people want to celebrate you.
And I bet you she had no idea back then what this would grow into.
No, every day she still sits there and goes, how did I do this and how am I still doing this?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and it was really cool, and is how the Max Challenge became involved with Gigi and what led you into our doors at Clinton. And so tell this story, please. I love this story. I just heard it about an hour ago.
So one of my longest term volunteers, who's also a program leader, Laura, works at the Max Challenge in Hillsboro.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Dinesh and Amanda and the entire team at the Max Hillsboro.
So she is a program leader for my 2 and under play group. When we did an interview on News 12 and we needed a volunteer to go on and talk about how much they love Gigi's and how it's been on our, you know, how it's impacted her life as a volunteer, Laura was the person who did it for us.
Yeah.
Then Dinesh met Aaron at a community event, and kind of between the affiliations around the way, it turned into the Max Hillsboro doing a fundraiser for us.
Nice.
Which then I found out about 4 of my parents also belong to the Max Hillsboro and go there on a regular basis.
Look at that.
And that one-time fundraiser, they raised about $1,200 for us.
Nice. Very nice.
And it was really a great event. And then at the end of that event, Dinesh actually gifted me a 10-week challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, through their schedule, my schedule, it didn't fully work out. I couldn't complete the challenge. So when I found out you guys were opening less than 10 minutes from my house, I was like, yes. So when Ron called me, he's like giving me the hard sell. I'm like, Ron, you don't need to sell it on me. Just let me pull over so I can give you a credit card number. I would think that was probably one of his easiest sells on the phone. The Max has been a huge supporter of Gigi's from the very beginning.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Ron's got a big smile on his face right now, probably just remembering that conversation. I know that. So Max in Hillsboro, thank you for this. How has your experience been now that you're really sticking to this program and you have some difficulties that you push through with every single time you're in class, but yet... And you know me, I walk around class and I'm looking at people, I'm encouraging them, I'm watching things. How's the program been for you so far?
Great. I mean, I love doing this. As I've said to you before, this is not my first rodeo. I used to do a program that I did for about 3 years, and through other things I had to withdraw from that program, and I really missed doing it, so I needed to get back into a program.
Yeah.
The last week and a half have not been great for me because it's been migraine season.
Yeah.
And so today was my first class back in about a week and a half. And I was just like, oh, I needed this today.
Sure.
It was great to finally get back in there and do it. But I mean, I love doing this. I need this. It's my stress relief. It's my outlet. It's what keeps me going. I mean, it gets me up and moving in the morning.
Yeah. And you embody the person, in my humble opinion, that would turn around and say to me or Ron, I don't have time for this. I got so much going on in my life. Like you have 2 days off a week, and I know you work on those days too, because you know, you have two weekdays off, and you told me that, and it's like everybody else is working that day. So of course you're working.
Yeah.
So you embody that one, excuse of, you know, I don't have time for this, and yet you make time. And it's interesting because you use the term, it's stress relief.
It is stress relief. It gives me that outlet to move and just like, because like as much as I love my job, there is a lot of stress that comes with it. So this gives me that 45 minutes to just get it all out there. And I just done. That's why I love Fridays.
There you
give me excuse to hit things on Fridays.
But yeah, Fridays is kickboxing at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Frustration Friday. Come on down and hit stuff.
But it's actually the first time I did a Friday in Hillsboro. Laura said to me, Liz, you've got a teenage niece. Just imagine that bag is her. Hit it. And I was like, ooh. Sorry, Caroline. Aunt Liz loves you. But awesome. It just gives me that 45 minutes just getting it all out there and just like, okay, now I can go face my day.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm teaching kickboxing, I'll walk around to people and I'll be like, you're not going to break the bag. Who's ticked you off this week? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hit it.
Oh yeah. I've hit it. I've hit it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I've moved it a few times across the room.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. You know, we were talking and I'll just say first, and we were talking about Scott before and hopefully Scotty's listening right now, but he, I don't know. Ron was in class one day and he said something about hitting the bag harder and he just about knocked it over. We had to catch that darn bag. And we all looked at each other with this expression because there was like a member in front of the bag and it was like, if we didn't catch it.
Scotty, if you're listening, I'm in awe of you and your energy at 6 a.m. I'm not quite there at your level. I don't know if I'll ever actually hit that level 10 that you're at.
Yeah.
I strive to be at your level. I don't know if I'll ever get there, but I'm in awe of you.
Yeah, he's an inspiration to a lot of people. I was just telling him that yesterday, and I don't know if he believed me, but hey, Scott, maybe now you will. I don't know. It's coming from other people, and I didn't pay anybody $5 to say it, so...
He paid me 10.
10. Hey. And we're going to commercial. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. So back to Gigi's a little bit here too. So I was exploring the website and there is this page about Holland. Right?
Yes.
What's the backstory?
One of the anecdotes that people will tell about having a child with Down syndrome is I expected to go to Italy for vacation and instead I ended up going to Holland. And the idea is, you know, you expect one thing, you get another, but you're going to experience an amazing trip no matter what, and you're going to make the best of it. And so that's what we call it. It's like, we call it going to Holland instead.
Yeah.
and it really is just, we have a story. When Erin first moved to Hillsboro, she was on her son, Ben, who has Down syndrome, was about 2.5 at the time. And she ran into one of our parents who she didn't know then in the grocery store. And he said, can I talk to your son? And she was like, no one ever asked to talk to my son. But she's like, okay. So he went over and he talked to Ben for a little bit and he comes back and he says to her, you're in for a great ride.
Wow.
And she had no idea who he was at the time. Yeah. Later on, she found out that was actually Jason, who I talked about earlier, his father.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he just said to her, you're in for a great ride in
life. Look at that.
And she's like, you know, he's not wrong though. She's like, it has been a phenomenal experience having him.
Yeah.
Like he teaches everybody to stop and breathe a little bit.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it when we were having coffee a little bit, about stigma, and the labels and every child. Okay. So my son has autism, he's 24 now and he's on his own. Through his teenage years, he matured a bit there, but those other years before the age of 14-ish were difficult. But then you begin to realize that every child is going to have some types of problems and every child is going to give you huge challenges.
Oh yeah.
It's just different challenges that parents of children with special needs face. It's as simple as that. You know, I loved your when you talked before about it's not hugs of sympathy, you know, it's hugs of congratulations. Whereas a few years ago it was kind of reversed like that too. So when Gigi's came into Hillsboro, it was well received by the community.
Phenomenally.
And the local businesses and such too. I mean, how was that experience for you?
Well, what happened is when Gigi, let me explain this a little bit. For a Gigi's Playhouse to open, Gigi's doesn't come to you and say, I want to open.
Right.
An interest group forms, they go to the national office and say, we want to open a playhouse. And once they get there's a whole formula of things that go into it. But two of the things they look at is, A, is there a need for it in your area? And B, are you in an area that can financially sustain yourself? Because each playhouse is responsible for their own funding. Everything that we raise stays within our local location. And when we started up, when we were still in the startup phase and hadn't found a location yet, we were still Gigi's Playhouse, Central New Jersey.
I see.
And they were looking all over Central New Jersey for a place to park ourselves and find a home. They looked Princeton, they looked in Middlesex, I mean, Flemington, you name it. And we found a home in Hillsborough in a community that embraced us and a landlord that was willing to work with us as a nonprofit. And the community was like, what can we do? How can we rally around you?
That's awesome.
And I mean, it also helps that Hillsborough is a community that people move to when they have children with special needs because they have such a great school system.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that did help too. But the community has just rallied around us and just embraced us and loved us and accepted us. And it's just been amazing. And when we first opened, we were in a small location that was 1,300 square feet.
Wow. 1,300.
Yes.
Son of a gun.
Within a year, we knew it was too small.
Sure.
We moved last year in this past September. We're coming up on our first anniversary in our new location. And we went from 1,300 square feet to 2,800 square feet.
Nice. Okay. And that's good growth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My office in the other location doubled as the storage closet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I never really worked in my office because Liz developed claustrophobia working in that office. But now it's nice. I mean, there's three desks in there. When people are working with me on admin stuff, they can work in the office with me, and it's really great. But we needed that time to figure out how we were going to fit in the community and what the acceptance rate was going to be like.
Right.
And we had hoped and prayed for that acceptance, but that love that came around us, that blanket, was amazing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Those are great stories. Thanks. I love things like that. We have a couple of minutes before our hard break here.
Okay.
I told you before, I'm shameless about asking for things. Right. And so.
So am I.
Yeah. Good. Good. We need to be that way, you know, especially for a cause like this, for an organization like this. So there's a need. We'll talk about other needs in a little bit and different things too. But I just happened to throw out a number at the coffee shop and it was $50,000. So somebody who's listening has got to know someone or someone's that can help this organization out, Gigi's Playhouse. So they need $50,000, folks. If there's anybody out there that needs that tax deduction, you know.
In all honesty, we appreciate any and all donations from that $5 donation to that $500,000 donation. If you come into the Playhouse, we have what's called the Wall of Gratitude, and every single donor's name is on the wall. Well, it's slowly getting up there on the wall because I have to do this myself. And volunteers are helping me. And to put up the name of every single donor, there's about 1,300 names that need to get up there.
Nice.
And we are slowly printing them all out ourselves and getting them up there.
Very cool.
But every single donor from that $5 donation to this huge $50,000 donors have their names on the wall.
Well, you just said 500,000 just a minute ago.
Well, the 500,000
one up me.
If you can get the $500,000 donor, that would be awesome, Mark.
I was wondering, did somebody do that already? Like, yeah.
Not yet, but I can always hope.
But you do take corporate sponsorships, right? Or corporate donations?
Corporate donations, yes.
Is that how it is?
And,
okay.
I mean, even if you say to me, I'll give you $5 and the max will match that, now your $5 will turn into
$10. Right, right.
I mean, if your company matches, I always say to everybody, don't neglect to look into the fact if your company matches.
Nice.
Because so many people don't realize that their company is matched.
And you do have companies that are doing that now?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of corporations that match, and people don't realize their businesses match.
That's fantastic.
So.
Okay. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that's one need. Do you have any other needs over there that we could share about real quick besides the financial side?
Volunteers. I always need volunteers. We always need help. We need program leaders. We need tutors. Mm-hmm. We need someone to just come in and work with the programs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it, there's a way to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm always willing to talk to new volunteers. Just give me a call at the Playhouse, 908-829-5331. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy to talk to people about it and answer their questions about the Playhouse.
Any particular skill set you need right now?
No.
Like, I know a couple of weeks ago I had somebody on, and they needed somebody who had mechanics skills, you know, because of repairing.
We have
equipment.
All the training that you need. All of our programs are designed at the national level and given by the therapists, by the educators, and they give us the tools to train you how to run everything.
Okay. All right. So the volunteers, could they go to the website too? Is there an application process?
Yeah, if you go to our website, again, ggsplayhouse.org/Hillsborough, you'll see how to volunteer and they'll give it to you there. There's also a direct email there that you can do that sends to our volunteer coordinator and they'll talk to you about
Very
all that
cool.
stuff too.
So when we get back, we got about a minute left. I want to talk more about the events that are coming up. What's coming up soon, though, for your event?
We have our Rock and Brews Barbecue.
Rock and Brews.
Yes. on Sunday, September 30th, and we have the HRC Fitness 5K benefiting Gigi's Playhouse the following Sunday, October 7th.
Okay.
So.
And so the Rock and Brews is where?
It is at Stagehouse Tavern in Somerset.
Okay. Okay. That's the place you were telling me about.
Yes.
Yep. Stagehouse Tavern in Somerset. And that's when now?
Sunday, September 30th from Sunday, 2 to 7 p.m.
From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Tickets needed?
Yes, tickets are needed. Ticket sales go on through the 26th of September, and then we have to close out so we have a headcount for the restaurant.
So they can go to your Facebook page and find it too?
No, through our Facebook page, you can link it to our website. It all goes through our website.
Right to our website. Liz, we're going to be right back, and I want to talk a little bit more about the fundraising things that are coming up here, too. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move, especially if you want to help out.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. Classes are up and running. We are having fun and we are changing lives. And if you need to be a part of that, and you probably do, the phone number is 908-627-7020. We have a trial class coming up Sunday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. And our course, our fall challenge, begins September 24th. We have enrollment specials going on. People, you are not going to want to miss out on this. So we are back here with the amazing Liz Kepnes here talking off air. Two things came up, which is interesting. I asked what was the minimum age for somebody to participate in Gigi's Playhouse. And Liz said,
there is no age. All of our programs go from infancy through adulthood.
There you go.
We do everything age specific. We do things for our infants. We do things by teenage years. When we do things, we want our teenagers to act like teenagers. When we do things with our infants, we do things that's appropriate to work within an infant age group. When we do things, we want them to see what their typically developing peers would be doing, that's what we do with them as well.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was, is because we were talking about children, that you have eliminated the word milestone. And I think I found it interesting as to why, but please explain why no milestones.
We use the phrase purposeful progressions because every child will progress at their own rate as they're ready to go. So you move as you're ready to. They will, as long as they are progressing, you're good. And that's how we view it.
Gotcha. Okay. It's, you know, people I think who are outside of the community who don't have a child who has special needs maybe don't get why you do things like that or mm-hmm. why we encourage people to verbalize things just a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's received. It's received not just by the parents, but by the child and, you know, even later on the adult too. Okay, so a quick shout out to Jason who just signed on, and Tim, I see you guys out there. Thanks for joining. Thanks for watching. And remember, we're going to upload this link later. You can share this link on your timeline. And of course, we're going to talk about how to give and donate and things like that in a minute here too. So we got the Rockin' Brews coming up on September 30th. What else is happening that's going to be supporting Gigi's Playhouse?
Those two, it's just, like I said, the Rockin' Brews Barbecue and mm-hmm. the HRC Fitness 5K, which benefits Gigi's Playhouse. That's the week after the barbecue.
Okay.
This is the fourth or fifth annual. I can never remember. I'm really bad with numbers like that. But the 5K is a U.S. track and field certified 5K qualifier course, too. So if you are a serious runner who needs a time, sign up for it, guys.
Interesting.
In addition, with the 5K, there's also a one-mile walk that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, while that is going on, there is a fall festival going on. So if you come and you're running, but your supporters need something to do, what's going on? There are games for the kids to play and things going on at the same time. So it's fun for the whole family.
I love the way that sounds. I don't run often. And especially
right
now, unless I'm being chased, then you ought to run too. Yeah. So you've heard this joke before, I think. Anyway,
I sign up every year, but I never get to do it cause I'm too busy working.
Yeah. Right. That's funny. So the sign up for the 5K, same website.
Everything is, if you go to our website for both the, Rockin' Brews and for the 5K, if you go to our website again, ggsplayhouse.org/Hillsboro, if you go to the events drop down bar, you'll see the click to the link to click on for both events.
Got it. Perfect. So people want to donate to you. They can go through the website.
Yeah.
You know, I went on there and I saw that actually, I think it was the Holland story that was right there on that, the page for donating and such like that too. But the contact information again, let's say there's a corporation that's watching right now or listening and they want to come up with, you know, a corporate donation program. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at the Playhouse 908-829-5331.
Mm-hmm.
They can email me directly if they need to. It's the best one that everyone's going to remember is just hillsboro@ggsplayhouse.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they go to the website, they will see the main email address is on there and they can just click through that way as well.
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes.
We got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
And what do we want to talk about, Liz? What's on your heart that you want to share about Gigi's Playhouse to people?
I really want to say if the Rockin' Brews Barbecue, every dime that we raise from that event is going to go towards benefiting a program called GGU.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that. Yes.
Yeah.
GGU is a job training program for adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's purposeful driven. It's to help our adults get where they need to be to have the skills, the confidence to go out into the workforce, to not be shoved in the back room. But the tagline is whole you, confident you, healthy you.
Hold you, confident you, healthy you.
So while we work on those job training skills, on those interview skills, there's also things like, you know.
Oh, wait. I got to interrupt you. Interview skills? You're teaching people interview skills.
Well, not necessarily interview skills, but how to make eye contact when you're talking to people.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, you can't, when you're doing an interview, you can't do an interview talking.
Sure.
You know, you need to be able to talk to a person.
I love it.
If you're going to get a job working at the front counter of a store, you need to be able to talk to a person, not away from a person.
Absolutely.
These are all things that we work on with them in GGU.
Mm-hmm.
But another aspect of the program is, if you're doing the job, if you can't stand on your feet for more than an hour, how are you going to maintain that job? So
right.
There's a whole fitness component of the program
there
as well.
Yeah.
So part participants, when they're on the program for the 10 weeks, mm-hmm. they get Fitbits, because there's a Fitbit challenge incorporated into the program, because we want them to keep working on their fitness and keep them healthier and get them where they need to be, because, mm-hmm. yeah, you can't sit on your butt when you're working all day long.
Does somebody donate the Fitbits to you guys?
We're hoping.
They're hoping. Okay. We're hoping. There we go. Another need.
But I mean, that's part of why we are doing the Rock and Brew Barbecue, so that we have the funds needed to buy all these pieces for the program.
Awesome.
And that then with GGU, we will finally have to employ a second person.
That's fantastic.
I will no longer be the lone person.
The lone person working on your days off. There'll be two people working on their days off.
Kind of sad to say that I'll have to share my office. No. Uh-oh. No, I'm not. Not in the least. But, you know, there's so many great things about the event, and we're really excited. When the tickets are $60 a person. Mm-hmm. For kids 3 to 12, it's only $30. Two and under are free. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful friends at Marblehead Marketing have donated fabulous little beer steins.
Oh, wow.
Like
cool.
Wonderful ones for the event. Mm-hmm. So we have some great prizes for, like, party favors mm-hmm. for everybody to have with the event too. So, I mean, it's going to be a great event.
I love it. I love it. So, I love that we're on a fitness related program talking about fitness and beer. That's I love the combination. No, it's cool. It's cool.
It's the Rock and Brews Barbecue.
It is. It is.
But it's a great event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Our friends from the band Taste Like Chicken are going to be performing.
Yes.
And our friend Count Graham, DJ George, will be...
DJ George. Yes,
he will be DJing in between sets for the band.
I love it. I love it. I've met DJ George a couple of times at some events and things.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Love George.
Yeah, good guy. Good guy. Totally love it. And the GG Use.
Yes.
Are they going to be at your facility?
Yes.
Okay, right there. Gotcha. And so is that something that's up and running, or is that something that this is going to be funding?
Funding. We're striving to get the funds to get it up and running.
And are you going to need volunteers to teach?
We will need volunteers to help keep the program running as well. Yes.
Okay.
Volunteers to work within the program, to work with that person who's going to run the program.
So are you looking for teachers in particular?
Not
or just
exactly
a teaching heart.
Teaching heart.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Fantastic. And then the every dime from Rock and Brews goes to Gigi's Playhouse, and
no, every dime from Rock and Brews will go specifically to funding GGU.
GGU.
It is going to be specifically funded towards starting that program.
Gotcha. I understand completely. Okay, I misunderstood that there. And then the 5K. Is that going to be funding GGU also?
No, that's a GG's Playhouse general, to go our general funds.
A general GG's Playhouse.
To keep the Playhouse running, keeping our programs going,
okay.
All that stuff.
Fantastic. 20 seconds, what do you want to say? On the spot.
I would love for anybody to come out, check us out for volunteer orientations, call me, email me. Again, website, ggsplayhouse.org/Hillsboro.
And I'm going to ask this question because I've been getting into this habit. Tell me in like 10 seconds something that we would be surprised to find out about Liz. Oh.
Not answering that question.
Okay.
Nope, not happening.
No worries.
Nope, not answering that question.
Elizabeth, Liz, I'm clapping it up for you, kiddo.
Thank you.
What you're doing is amazing and wonderful.
Thank you.
Bless you. All the volunteers over at Gigi's Playhouse.
Thank you.
And of course, we want people to donate because of this broadcast. So I will see you tomorrow morning in class.
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. And this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. Mark your calendars. Trial class is Sunday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. Our next 10-week challenge, you should be in this, okay? You need to be in it, begins September 24th. It is amazing. See you next week. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days of memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain started today in Arizona, where he became only the third person to lie in the state capitol in 40 years. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey reflects on Arizona without Senator McCain.
To the rest of the world, John McCain was Arizona. When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Federal immigration agents are still trying to sort things out as they detained over 100 people suspected of using fraudulent identification documents to get jobs at a Texas trailer manufacturer. The raid occurred after ICE received information that the company was hiring people illegally using fraudulent identification. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
One of the more interesting Senate races is going on in Arizona, where two female House members will square off, Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema. Both won their respective primaries rather easily Tuesday. McSally does have the support of President Trump, and as Congressman Jim Jordan says, embracing President Trump is key to turnout.
Well, the key to turnout is to run with the President of the United States. The key to turnout is to talk about the things he's done and the things we want to help him get done to make America great again and to fulfill the promises we made to the voters when they gave us the privilege to serve. This idea that we're going to run individual races and run away from the President is just flat out wrong. I think we nationalize this election as much as possible in as many districts as we can. Frankly, I think it's the best course of action in the vast majority of Republican districts around the country. Nationalize it and talk about how we can work with them to accomplish the things that we told them we were going to do in 2016, and more importantly, that they elected us to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In this gig economy, more and more women are becoming entrepreneurs and taking that leap of faith. What does it take, though, to actually do that, and how long can that process take? Maxie McCoy is a leadership expert and author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. She joined me earlier today, and one of the things I asked her was about three big milestones that people need to accomplish.
Yeah, the three milestones are ditch, create, and rise. And ditch is about what are the mindsets and the belief systems that we need to let go of in order to move forward. And it's, you know, it's really about not having to fit into the mold, being the highest expression of who we are, not needing to have the destination in order to have direction. The second, create, is about what it looks like to actually be in action, be taking the small steps and the people that we need around us, and where and what those small steps are and how to do them. And rise is about ascension. You know, once we are into action, the path is going to start to open up. Now, that's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine. There might be some uncomfortable feelings. You know, fear and being able to reframe that into friction and know that, you know, just because we're feeling uncomfortable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial is up just over 70 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.